O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Let us together praise in song this holy bishop strong and brave, who rid Milan of violent storms that raged in those uncertain times. He neither dreads the scepter's blow, nor fears the empress mother's wrath. The doors are barred, the church made safe from Caesar's cruel and grasping hand. Both wise and learned he explains the hidden sense of holy writ. He shines with wondrous eloquence, unfolding heaven's sacred truths. Then, moved by faith, his spirit sings. He pours forth hymns of great renown, and like the martyrs in his faith, unearths the martyrs' buried limbs. Now strike, O Ambrose, lash our foe, ward off the raging wolf of hell, and with your knowledge as our light, protect us always, be our guide. All glory to the three in one, and with the favor of your prayers, may we sing praise forevermore within the heavenly halls on high. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awake the dawn. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy, for in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps, my soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, may your glory shine on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awake the dawn. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts and say, He who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they linger. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, together they advanced. They saw at once, they were astounded. Dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there, like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of hosts, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice in the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion, walk all around it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God. Our God forever and always, it is He who leads us. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open up and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty. Your light will come, Jerusalem.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see his glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
I shall wait for my Lord and Savior and point him out when he is near. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I shall wait for my Lord and Savior and point him out when he is near. Alleluia.
Christ is the wisdom and power of God, and his delight is to be with the children of men. With confidence, let us pray.
Draw near to us, Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, you have called us to your glorious kingdom. Make us walk worthily, pleasing God in all we do. You who stand unknown among us, reveal yourself to men and women. You are nearer to us than we to ourselves. Strengthen our faith and our hope of salvation. You are the source of holiness. Keep us holy and without sin now and until the day of your coming. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, who made the Bishop St. Ambrose a teacher of the Catholic faith and a model of apostolic courage, raise up in your church men after your own heart to govern her with courage and wisdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.